In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka. Unfairly booed for the first time in his career and accused of being in on a gambling fraud, Joe Palooka finds himself hijacked into a refrigerator car and carried over 500 miles from New York. Too discouraged over the turn of circumstances, however, he decides to stay on the outskirts of the town of Midville, where he gets a job as handyman at Mrs. McGregor's gas station and lunchroom. Joe has cut his hair, started to grow a mustache, and now calls himself Phil Boyle. Mrs. McGregor has asked Joe to drive her to the depot to pick up her daughter Ruth, who is just coming home from teacher's college. Butch, a big and extremely tough truck driver, warns Joe not to get interested in Ruth, whom he claims is his girl. In just a moment, we join Joe, now Phil Boyle, and Mrs. McGregor on their way to the station. But first... And now, episode 10, Meet Miss Ruth McGregor. It's early evening, and Joe, Phil Boyle, is driving Mrs. McGregor into town to the railroad station. Unbeknown to them, Butch waits back at the lunchroom for Joe to return. The setting autumn sun weaves a golden brown pattern over the countryside as the little station wagon wends its way into Midville.
The depot is right at the edge of town, Phil. We take a left turn at the next junction.
Yes, ma'am. It sure is pretty country you have out here.
Oh, we like it very much. That's why Ruth went to teacher's college, so she might be able to get a job teaching right here. Most girls want to leave home, but... Oh, Ruth is a pretty sensible girl. She appreciates the land she's grown up in, and she's anxious to get back to it.
She certainly sounds like a fine girl. I can't understand why she'd be interested in a guy like this Butch.
What'd you say, Phil?
Oh, nothing, nothing at all. I was just kind of thinking out loud.
You know, you're a peculiar boy. Coming from out of nowhere, a big, husky, handsome chap like you. Turn left here. See, there's the depot right straight ahead.
Are we on time, Mrs. McGregor?
Well, we won't be too early. In fact, I think I hear the train coming in now.
Well, better step on it then.
Just be careful that we don't meet the train at the crossing.
Don't worry, ma'am. You're right. In case of a tie, we lose. Well, I guess we got here on time.
I hope this is the right train. Must be, though, because they don't have too many stopping here. You think she's on it, Phil?
Well, I'd say so, ma'am, if she wrote you this is the train. This is probably it.
Yes. Oh, I'm so nervous. It's been 4 months since I've seen Ruth now. This last semester was a pretty hard one for her, she says. I wonder how her health is. You know, oh, there she is now. Oh, Ruth!
Mother! Oh, Mother, dear. Oh, Mother, it's so good to see you.
Oh, Ruth. Ruth, you're home.
Oh, gosh, Mom, it's wonderful to be home.
Oh, and oh, Ruth, it's wonderful to have you. Well, let's see, you did lose a little weight. No, I think you put on some.
Oh, Mother, you always find something to worry about. I'm feeling fine. School came out fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, Ruth, this is our new handyman at the lunchroom, Phil Boyle. Phil, this is my daughter, Ruth.
How do you do?
How do you do? Why, you look like someone I've seen.
A lot of people take me for a lot of other people. Can I take your bags, Miss McGregor?
Yes, you can take them if you wish. But please don't call me Miss McGregor. You make me sound like the old maid schoolteacher before I even start teaching.
I don't think you'll have to worry about that, Miss McGregor.
Well, let's not stand here and talk. The station wagon's right over there. Oh, Ruth, darling, it's so good to see you. Ken Berry phoned every day this week, wanted to know when you'd come in.
Well, he certainly couldn't have been too interested. He wasn't down here to meet me.
Oh, he would have been here all right, but he got a call to the big city. I guess the life of a county attorney is an exciting one.
I'll just put the suitcases in back here.
I think we can all get in front.
All right. Now you, Mrs. McGregor.
Uh-huh.
There we are.
My, he looks familiar, Mother. How long has he been with you?
Why, he just came yesterday. Phil seems like a fine boy, and he certainly is a wonderful help around the station.
If I could just place him, I'm sure I... Oh, is there enough room?
Plenty. Plenty, thanks.
Where are you from, Phil?
Chicago. I'm from Chicago. Of course, I've been around quite a few places.
Oh, were you in the service?
Yes, I was. 4 years, ma'am.
Ma'am? I see where I'm going to have to go to work on my first pupil. The name is Ruth, sir.
Yes, Miss... Ruth?
Well, your background is none of my business anyhow. Excuse me for butting in.
Oh, that's quite all right, Ruth.
Mother says you're a big help at the station. We certainly need a man around there.
Land of Goshen. Phil's been sent from heaven, I think. You should see the way the place is shined up and moving right along. One day.
I'll tell you why I asked about you, though, Phil. It's that... Well, I'm sure I've seen you before.
Oh?
Have you ever been around this part of the country? Weekend dances in Midville or anything?
In Midville? No, I haven't.
Then I wonder where I could have seen you. I know I've seen you before.
Well, as I said, Ruth, a lot of people take me for a lot of other people. I guess I just have one of those faces, you know.
Well, I'd say it's a rather nice face, even though that mustache does look rather small and anemic.
Maybe if you didn't have that mustache and that awful clipped hair.
Oh, by the way, Ruth, I met a friend of yours this afternoon.
Friend of mine?
Yes, they call him Butch. He's a big fellow, drives a truck.
You mean that Butch is still around? Oh, it seems he's always going to be in my hair.
Then Butch isn't a friend of yours?
I should say not. See here, just what did he tell you?
Well, it was more of a threat.
Threat?
Not just so much telling.
A threat?
Oh, it's nothing to get worried about. You see, Butch heard I was going to the depot to meet Miss Ruth, and he told me... Well, he said that you were more or less his girl.
Well, of all the things I've ever heard, why, Phil, there's absolutely no truth to it.
Well, here we are, folks. Here, I'll get the suitcases.
Maybe I'd better take those.
Butch, what are you doing here?
I've been waiting for you, honey. I want to welcome you home.
Your welcome has been accepted and appreciated. Now maybe you'd better go home.
Oh? So this guy's been talking, huh? Telling you things, maybe.
Phil? Phil didn't tell me anything I don't know already.
Oh, so you think you know things about me, huh?
Well, Mother and I have known you for quite a long time, Butch.
Yeah, and you don't like me, huh?
I didn't say that.
How about that, Ma? Do you or don't you like me?
Well, I think I have to go in now, Butch. It's getting late, and I have to fix the fire. Yes, I have to fix the fire.
Don't bother, Mrs. McGregor. I'll take care of that.
Oh, that's all right. You take care of the luggage.
Trying to get yourself in solid, honey boy. Fix the fire. Take care of the luggage. Ain't he a cute little one, though?
Butch, please.
I'll show you, Ruth. I'm just as nice a guy as this deadhead. I'll take in the luggage.
That's all right, fella. I've got it.
I said I'll take in the luggage.
Now, look.
Oh, Phil, that's all right. Let Butch carry in the luggage if he wishes.
Yeah, now you're talking, honey. Sonny boy here couldn't handle him anyway. Takes a real man to carry all this, and... Folks, you're now looking at a real man.
Just let's humor him, Phil. Please, I don't want any trouble.
All right, Ruth. Just as you say.
Come on, deadhead, open the door for me. Well, come on, make yourself useful.
You can just set it right down there on the floor. Oh, Butch, be careful.
Well, you just said set it down. Pretty good, huh?
Look, it's getting kind of late. Don't you think you better be going, Butch?
Going? Well, listen to that. No, I'm not going yet. Bruce here is going to fix me up a little snack. Maybe you'd better run along instead, deadhead.
I'm afraid I'm a little too tired to fix you anything tonight. Butch, don't start anything.
I didn't start it, honey. Sonny boy here did. He wants me to go home. All right, come on, make me go home. Just as I thought. Yellow. Yellow all the way through.
You wouldn't care to step outside and say that.
Sure I would. You bet I would. Come on, you ask for it. Brother, you're really gonna get it.
Don't go out there, Phil. Please, don't go out there.
Don't worry, Ruth. It's all right.
Butch won't fight fair. I think he just picked up a monkey wrench or a hammer.
Don't worry.
Come on, quit your stalling, Yella. Quit your stalling.
Right with you, Butch. Right with you.
Phil, no. Phil!
What's the matter, Ruth?
Oh, Mother, Phil's out there with Butch. They're going to fight.
Oh, Ruth, you shouldn't have let Phil go out there.
I tried to stop them, Mother, but I couldn't. And Butch had a monkey wrench and a hammer. Butch will... Oh, Mother, what can we do?
Joe Palooka is the world's heavyweight boxing champion, but can he cope with this bigger man with bare fists and armed with a monkey wrench or a hammer? In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next exciting episode of Joe Palooka. But first, don't miss Incriminating Evidence, the next chapter in the story of Joe Palooka, when we learn the results of the roadside fight and go back to New York for exciting disclosures in the gambling fraud case. The next episode in the thrilling story of...
The winner and still world's champion, Joe Palooka!